Yeah, not alone is there no second breast surgeon appointed, SAILTA haven't even advertised for the second breast surgeon. And I'm quite confident that if they advertise, there will be an interest in the position. So this isn't good enough. They're talking about someone who's there on a short term. They're looking at somebody in a full-term local consultant. I don't believe that any consultant would be prepared to take a full-time position just as a locum. If they're serious about this, then they must advertise immediately for a full-time permanent consultant surgeon. When one considers, I understand that they're up to 700 on the waiting list for consultation, and 400 of those are there for more than a year. And it's a bit appalling when one thinks that before the election in 2016, government representatives were advising that the appointment of the surgeon was imminent. It's getting too serious now, and I will be raising this again with the Minister as a result of this parliamentary answer that I got.
So it's not a case that there isn't an appropriate incentive there. SAILTA just haven't advertised it yet. And if the situation is so serious, then a question does need to be asked here.
Of course it does, and that's why I tabled the question and I got my reply last evening. And not alone do we require a permanent consultant surgeon, as well as that, we require appropriate staffing. There's no point in appointing the consultant, but that consultant must have backup and he or she must have staffing as well. This is becoming increasingly serious.